This is CPR News. I'm Bazi Kanani. The U.S. Forest Service has been criticized for not doing enough to reduce the risk of catastrophic wildfires in recent years. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports the agency's chief is pushing back.
Representative Jonah Goose, a Colorado Democrat, raised concerns about drops in fuels reduction projects at a U.S. House committee meeting earlier this month.
It's an important question that deserves to be answered. Why? There's a 35% reduction in hazardous fuels treatments in the first year of the Trump administration.
Forest Service Chief Tom Schultz was on hand and acknowledged that there was some drop-off, but he called into question the accuracy of the 35% figure and said what was done was in keeping with years past.
So when you look at the context, in terms of a five-year average, we're right in there last year about where the five-year average was.
This year, he says the agency is well on its way toward its treatment goals. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
The winner announced this week of the coveted 2026 James Beard Award for Best Chef in the Mountain Region is from Denver. Penelope Wong is owner of Yuan Wonton.
Pinch, pleat, pinch, pleat, fold, pinch, pleat.
That's Wong demonstrating her perfected wonton and dumpling method. According to Westword, the James Beard Award winner's next culinary adventure will be a little higher than the Mile High City. Wong is one of 11 chefs who will be featured on a United Airlines menu this fall. Her entree will include a five-spice duck wonton, available from August to September on United flights leaving Denver. Entries are now open for the annual Colorado State Fair General and Fine Arts competitions. Categories range from agricultural mechanics to poetry to pet rock racing. This is CPR News.